I'm Camila Norwood, and I'll be reading you The Long Road West, The Oregon Trail and the Great American Migration, 1840 to 1870, by Douglas Clayton Everett. Let's begin. Prerolaju, jumping off places. They gathered in the spring, when the grass was just high enough to sustain oxen on the trail ahead, Independence, Missouri. St. Joseph, 40 miles to the north, Canesville, Iowa, which would soon rename itself Council Bluffs. These were the jumping-off places, the last towns before the great emptiness began. In the weeks before departure, they were chaos, livestock dealers, outfitters, blacksmiths, merchants selling flour and bacon and dried beans by the hundredweight, all competing for the business of people who had traveled sometimes hundreds of miles just to reach this starting line. The immigrants themselves were also chaos. Strangers organizing into companies, debating routes and leaders and rules, loading and reloading wagons that already groaned with what they were carrying, leaving behind furniture and books and household goods that turned out to weigh too much for the long road ahead. The road ahead was 2,000 miles. Beyond it lay Oregon, or California, or Utah, or simply a new life in the West that the old life in the East had not provided. The emigrants who set out from the jumping-off places in the spring of 1843, 1845, 1848, 1850, the peak years of the Great Migration, did not know exactly what awaited them. The trail was already marked by those who had gone before. Ruts cut into the prairie soil, graves marked with boards or stones, abandoned equipment that told the story of decisions made too late. They knew it was hard. They went anyway. Between 1840 and 1870, approximately 300,000 to 400,000 people crossed the overland trails to the Pacific, Oregon, California, Utah. They are the largest peacetime migration in American history, and they reshaped a continent. This is their story, the push and the pull. Chapter 1. Oregon Fever, what drew Americans west in the 1840s. In the winter of 1842 to 1843, a New York journalist named Horace Greeley had not yet coined his famous phrase, "Go West, young man." But the sentiment it would eventually express was already abroad in the land. Reports from the Pacific Northwest described a country of extraordinary fertility, the Willamette Valley in what would become Oregon with its mild climate, rich soil, and abundant timber and water. Missionaries who had traveled to Oregon in the 1830s wrote home describing a paradise for farmers. Paul Jackson Kelly, a Boston schoolteacher who had never been to Oregon but had read every account he could find, published pamphlets throughout the 1830s proclaiming Oregon's virtues with an enthusiasm that exceeded anything the available evidence could support. The disease he helped spread became known as Oregon Fever. Oregon Fever was a compound of genuine information and manufactured mythology, practical calculation, and romantic imagination. The genuine information was real. Oregon's Willamette Valley was, by the standards of the mid-19th century, extraordinarily productive agricultural land. Early settlers who reached it found a climate milder than most of the eastern states they had left, soil that grew wheat and corn and vegetables with minimal effort, and forests that provided building material in abundance. The 1843 crop report from the Hudson's Bay Company's Fort Vancouver, circulated in the Eastern Press, described harvests that seemed almost impossible to farmers in exhausted eastern soils. The manufactured mythology was also powerful. Oregon was understood by most Americans in the early 1840s primarily as a contested territory, claimed by both the United States and Britain, with the status of American settlers there legally ambiguous. The argument that American farmers should go to Oregon to secure it for the United States, that settlement was a form of territorial claim, gave migration a patriotic dimension that the practical land hunger of farming families did not by itself provide. Manifest destiny, the doctrine that American expansion across the continent was divinely ordained and historically inevitable, was being articulated in the 1840s with increasing rhetorical force, and Oregon Fever drew on it as a cultural resource. The push factors that drove families west were as important as the pull. The 1830s and early 1840s saw economic depression, agricultural failures, and land exhaustion in many of the states from which Oregon emigrants came. Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky. These were states of ambitious people who had already moved once or twice in